From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Madeline Brand in California.
And I'm Robert Siegel in Washington. For the first time in history, more than a billion people are hungry. That's according to the World Food Program. And the program is concerned that if things continue to get worse, we may see a repeat of the food riots that occurred last year. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our story.
As head of the world's largest food aid program, Joseph Sheeran has a pretty clear view about how the global financial crisis is affecting the poorest of the poor. She says in most countries in Africa, food prices have not come down since last year's spike, and the financial crisis has meant that remittances are drying up.
We're seeing this phenomenon where for the world's bottom billion, the financial crisis is having an effect on their ability to access food. Now add in the increased cost of food, and it's a double whammy that is dangerous and destabilizing and a humanitarian crisis of huge proportions.
Sheeran says the World Food Program tries to reach at least 10% of the billion people in need, but that's only possible in good financial times.
We're facing a dangerous and unprecedented shortfall in emergency funding. Our budget for this year of assessed, approved needs is $6.7 billion, and we expect, with our projections in working with governments, to come in at $3.7 billion.
She says the Obama administration has stepped up to the plate. Still, she comes to Washington, literally, with a cup in hand, a cup that shows the rations that needy people receive from WFP. The director of public policy and communications, Nancy Roman, says these rations are now being cut everywhere from Kenya to Bangladesh, and WFP is scaling back other programs, including one in Central America.
We usually preposition food for hurricane season. We're heading into hurricane season right now, and we don't have the funds to preposition.
But fundraising is hard in these times as countries around the world try to pull themselves out of their own financial straits. Sheeran says the World Food Program is only trying to provide a basic safety net.
If we look at the amount invested to stabilize the world after the financial crisis of trillions of dollars, we are talking about an investment that is a small proportion of even 0.1% of that, to help the world's most vulnerable people get through this very hard time by ensuring they get at least one meal a day.
It's not all bad news, however. Sheeran, a former Bush administration official, praised the Obama administration for its focus on food security issues around the globe. And she said that the U.S. is making it easier for the World Food Program in places like Pakistan by giving some of the donations now in cash rather than only in kind. That allows WFP to buy on local markets, which it is trying to do everywhere.
That flexibility is key. When we buy locally, as we are doing in places like the Democratic Republic of Congo and others, even in conflict zones, the people we're buying from, the poor farmers, don't need food aid. They now have an income and a guaranteed sale.
Canada is now a 100% cash contributor, and she says the U.S. is looking to increase the proportion of aid it gives in cash as well. That's something she's encouraging on her latest trip here. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.